The Waini writers acknowledge and pay our respects to the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians whose ancestral lands we gather on. We acknowledge the deep feelings of attachment and relationship of the Kaurna people to country and extend this acknowledgement to Torres Strait Islander and all First Nations people. We respect and value their past, present and ongoing connection to the land and cultural beliefs.
This podcast episode includes content that is not suitable for ages 16 and under, such as swearing and sexual content. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Waini Writers. I am here with
Harry Stewart,
and I am Abby Guy. And today we're doing a fun concept. This is a really, really old trend that was on TikTok, and I've hijacked it. And I'm using it today. The trend on TikTok is things that would send a Victorian child into a coma. And it's fucking hilarious. There are so many things on there, like, I don't know, cheeseburgers and I can't think of
Diet any. Coke.
Diet Coke.
Red Bull would 100% kill.
You know, if you're local to us, Mary's.
Mary's Poppins. even better. Dog and duck.
Dog and duck.
The wool shed.
The wool shed.
Any pub or club. Yeah, the Ramsgate would kill someone. Oh, Jesus Christ.
But I have hijacked it and we're going to use it today for books. So we're going to
Seems fitting, doesn't it?
Yeah, to fit the podcast. So we're going to do... Our podcast would probably take out a Victorian child.
I fucking know that would.
We're going to do books that would take out a Victorian child. Or send them into a coma, but I think take out.
Yeah, take out I think is good. Take out. Just, however you want to take, whatever meaning you want to put behind take out, run with it.
Now, if you aren't familiar with Victorian children or the trend, I know we have a lot of listeners who don't use TikTok or are maybe older than Gen Z.
Yeah, we're born past the Victorian era.
Yes, the child mortality rate during the Victorian era was really high due to, like, poverty and, like, that created poor health in children, right? So this sounds really serious and we're turning it into a joke, but that's how the world works. So they were, like, really expensive.
Seems really insensitive. But
it does seem insensitive, but they're not around anymore. And we have better health now. Sidetracked.
Fuck, I hope so.
Anyway, they were really susceptible to various illnesses, right? And that would cause their death. So, like, the context is, like, with that context.
Yeah.
Taking out a Victorian child is a joke about how vulnerable they are.
Right. Yeah. Vulnerable to, like, cultural, social
things. Yeah. Thing, so, like, if setting, they heard or read these books or, I don't know, knew these books.
Would it take them out?
Would it take them out? I'm going to throw you under the bus, Harry, and make you do it first.
Oh, I'm so glad to go first. All I'm right, just looking at my list here and I'm going, which how ones do you strong do yeah. I want to start?
You definitely, the ones you definitely want to get in the pod today.
Oh, the one I definitely want to get in the pod. I'm going to
start
with,
strong.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to start with Narnia by C.S. Lewis. Okay? Because I think the entire concept of that book would 100% wipe out a Victorian child. If they had to read a book, one, about World War II, they'd be like, fuck. What do you mean? Like, no muskets, no horseback. We're talking tanks and airplanes and bombers and like you know, when they go into the subways, they'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Armies in general.
Yeah. Modern warfare, they'd be like, the shit?
Yeah.
That's haunting.
Yeah. Little Timmy's in a coma.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah. He's done. But then if you add into the fact that you're picturing these Victorian era style homes, right? Like these older mahogany homes. I know that's not how a lot of Victorian children live.
And very class specific.
Yeah, there was a lot of poverty back then.
Yeah, these are impoverished children who are dying, eh?
But if we're thinking about that, right, the whole concept of going into a wardrobe and finding a magical, mystical land where there is a talking lion.
Yeah.
Fuck, come on.
I think a lion alone would take out a Victorian child, but now he's talking.
But now he's talking, yeah, and he's like a god.
Yeah, he's
you know?
A god.
That would fry a Victorian child's brain.
It would.
very the bare minimum. Then you've got the talking not centaur, whatever he is, like a satyr, like, you know.
Oh, satyr. Yeah, satyr, yeah. He's got goat legs.
He's got goat legs, Mr. Tumnus.
Yeah.
Right?
Aren't there beavers that talk?
There's beavers that talk. There's that tiny little mouse that talks as well.
Yes.
And there's like big minotaurs and all sorts of things.
I mean, I feel like Turkish Delight would take out a Victorian child.
Isn't Turkish Delight quite old though? I think it's like a Victorian era thing. Oh, I feel like Turkish Delight is dated.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And especially if it's like traditional Turkish Delight.
In my head, anything would kill.
Because you know when I think about Turkish Delight, I think about Narnia. When I see like I proper Turkish Narnia. Delight, I'm like, oh. Like,
oh,
you know,
it
the
started in the
stuff.
18th century.
Oh, see, that's old. 17th century. Can we contextualize what we mean by Victorian as well, time period wise? Because I feel like that's important. We're talking about, well, Queen Vic. The Queen Vic.
Yeah, this is like 17th century.
Oh, Turkish Delight or Queen Victoria?
Oh, no. Victorian children.
Oh, Victorian children. Okay. I was like,
that's what a quick Google search has told me anyway.
Well, yeah, Queen Victoria was around.
Which is really bad. I should probably know when the Victorian era was. But I am not a history person either.
Well, yeah, so the Victorian era spans the 63 years of Queen Victoria's reign over Great Britain and Ireland from 1837 until her death in 1901.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. So they knew what Turkish Delight was. They just couldn't afford it.
Yeah, got and, ya. You know, Narnia is only set about 30 years. Actually, if we're talking about the start of World War II, I want to say it's 1942 or 1943, right?
Right.
So it's about 44 years after Queen Victoria's death and the end of the Victorian period. But I'm going to put this squarely with an 1870 Victorian child.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
And I also want to say, we're not saying that they probably had literature that was like fantasy and tales and stuff, right?
Yeah. But I think if they read how C.S. Lewis wrote Narnia and they read about Aslan.
Yeah.
And the evil witch, I cannot think of what her name is in that. But, you know, like,
the concept of a talking lion.
The concept of a talking lion would take out a Victorian child real quick.
Beautiful.
And I think rightly so.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So that's my first one.
All right. My first one is actually a theory book.
Oh, okay.
And it's called Female Chauvinist Pigs
by Ariel Levy. Yes. Yes.
That's what I think women's rights would take out a Victorian child.
Oath. Oh, my God.
But for those who don't know Female Chauvinist Pigs, I'm going to give you the potted thing. Ariel Levy in this like critiques the highly sexualized American culture where women were objectified and objectified one another.
Yeah.
Right? So they're encouraged also in that period of time to objectify themselves. I think Levy calls it raunch culture.
Raunch culture, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I just think the entire concept of like, they talk like about, she talks about, I think is it MTV? Or
yeah. Yeah.
There is something, right, where women were, you know, actively, I don't know, exposing themselves is probably not the right. I'm trying to work.
Well, no, I know what you mean. Like Britney Spears shaving her head.
Yeah. That era. Like, I think that was, I think any theory on that, just the concept of it alone, but the theory on it as well would take out a Victorian child.
Can you imagine those, like the ideas of that level of social progression? They'd be like, nah, that can't happen.
Go on.
You have no idea.
God, yeah. On the floor.
Take out.
Yeah.
Not to mention that the language that Ariel Levy uses in that book as well.
Oh.
She'd be like, nah.
Nah.
Yeah. This.
Well,
sort of
I'm assuming a Victorian child wouldn't be able to read any of these books.
Actually,
impoverished.
That's a great way to preface this episode as well. We're not actually sure if the Victorian child
I
would be able to read
these. I think it's more the concept of what's in the book that would take out a Victorian child.
Yeah, that's true. So if you read, but in that case, then we'd have to read it out to them for them to get the content. And I'd have to read how Ariel Levy writes in that book.
Yeah.
And that alone
would take out
a Victorian child. Yeah. Should be flat.
Yep.
Flat down.
Flat on the ground. Flat out.
Like what I'm picturing, and I hope this isn't insensitive, is the idea
of... We will preface this whole thing that you can tell us if we're insensitive. That's fine.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Is I'm picturing the like me sharing this, like sitting down by a fireplace, sharing these ideas with a Victorian child and them literally just sitting there completely blank in the face before falling to the floor.
Yeah, perfect.
And so I feel like if I sat there and I said, you know, like here's a, and you know, like I wasn't telling them that this was a book, this was a tale. And I told them that through the wardrobe was a talking lion and a whole mystical land where Santa Claus like gives weapons and things before war. That was a horrible sound. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like the child would would pass away. I feel like they'd sit there and be like, huh? And then drop to the dead. And I think if you spoke around the idea of MTV and like social media and how that's changed people, they would not be able to comprehend that concept of women's rights, and it would kill them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, the idea is that a sneeze would take out a Victorian child, right?
Surely they sneezed, though. Didn't they go through like plagues? Like, come on. A cheeseburger, I kind of get that because, like, the level of shit that's in that would just, like, instantly block their arteries and they'd be like, and they just die. But also, we kind of adapted. This is ridiculous. We kind of adapted that much in, like, 150 years.
Crunch wrap supreme.
That we got, yeah. Like a ghost pepper. Like, would kill a Victorian child.
That would
and that level
Victorian
of spice,
child.
I think, is in things like female chauvinist pigs.
Yeah.
The equivalent to a ghost pepper, but in literature.
But in theory.
They'd just be like,
any modern theory would take
this?
Out a Victorian child.
No, the only thing that I think wouldn't is Bell Hooks's All About Love.
Oh, that's because it's nice.
Because it's nice and it's warming. I think they'd be like, that's bullshit. None of that stuff can happen.
Yeah, but
I don't think it would kill the child. I think it would give them hope for the future.
Oh, okay. Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I think a bit of Clementine Ford stuff would probably kill
them. Would take out of it. I think Clementine Ford in an embodiment would take out a Victorian child.
Would take out a Victorian child, yeah. I think the blurb would, to be completely honest. You know what would as well? This is not on my list, but I'm adding it. Christina Loren's Beautiful Stranger.
Oh, yeah.
About, like, exhibitionist sex.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I would read one of those sex scenes and they would just be like, are they police at my door? Like, I think they'd be like, we're not this level of...
Gone.
This level of pornography, we simply can't... It's erotica. And they just freeze and drop.
I just glanced over at your list and we have the same book.
Oh, do we have the same book?
Did you want to read this one out as your second?
Yes.
Because I have that on my list.
Amazing. And we can push... Okay. So my second one is Twilight by Stephanie Meyer.
Twilight was on my list. Absolutely.
Because,
what are your reasons?
Well, because vampires, werewolves, right?
Yeah. Humans turning into wolves.
And then Bella Swan. That's it. That's it. Point blank, Bella Swan. She would song. And if we're going to talk an adaptation, I think Kristen Stewart's performance alone would send a child into a coma.
I actually feel like Bella Swan has Victorian child energy.
Well, she looked like one.
Yeah. I feel like she gives Victorian child energy. And then I also had on my list vampire babies, ?
Oh, my God. What's her name? Rosalie?
No, that's a normal name. Her name is Renesmee.
Oh, Renesmee. Sorry. Renesmee, yes.
Vampire
children.
Like
that whole moving really fast and doing all... Because I know that Dracula... Bram Stoker's Dracula
Edward
is quite early.
Edward would only have to run past
a Victorian child and
they
would
drop dead.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I think they would be... You know, the whole sparkling in the sun thing.
Oh, yeah, the glistening. Dead. The glistening, dead. That level of... would just... Yeah. That would just instantly kill them.
Blind.
Because Bram Stoker's Dracula is quite... early, right? So Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Vampires themselves, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not the concept of
being in love with a vampire.
Yeah, because it's published in 1897.
Oh, okay.
So it's
just four years
before the end of the Victorian period.
Yeah,
but if we're talking, which I want to say again, like an 1850s, 1860s, 70s Victorian child, we're going to talk about 150, 60 years ago.
Yeah.
That would kill a child.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. To be fair, I think if Edward ran past me, I'd drop dead.
You reckon? Why?
Why out of shock.
At a person. Oh, I know what you mean. I was like, you're not a Victorian child.
Not
Abby.
Literally.
Oh, not yet. Whoa. I don't know. I feel like I've read enough fiction.
Oh, you reckon if you saw vampires, you'd be like, well, yeah, well, makes sense.
Well, it's kind of how, like, I think I would be prepared for a zombie apocalypse. A zombie would freak me the fuck out.
Yeah.
But I think I've got enough to do with it. I'm not to say that, like, if a vampire runs past me at full speed, I'm not going to go full Buffy the Vampire Slayer and be like, I got this. But, like, you know, I think I've got enough.
I feel like something in me would see a Cullen and be like, yeah, I could be the one.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Who's the big brawn?
Edmund? Is that his name? Mm, oh, my God. Mm. Someone's going to murder me if I don't get that right, I'm sure.
Well, that's the one that I'd be like, pick me. Again, if we're going to do ASMR, I'd be going, excuse me, sir. Do you mind if we go out? do you want to sit at my picnic bench in the cafeteria? And maybe we can chat.
Oh, you're Emmett, listening in the same. Emmett.
Emmett. A hotter name than Edmund.
Yeah, Edmund's very Victorian child.
Yeah, era. Edmund is. Yeah. Edmund is the Emmett. Name of the Victorian child that, yeah, we're, killing that we're killing with the Emmett. Twilight, yeah, series by Stephanie Meyer. Yeah,
Emmett.
Yeah. So I feel like there's no point in us giving a synopsis for Twilight, I feel, because like I hope that people know what Twilight is.
Oh, everyone knows not, what Twilight is. If you don't, on, then I don't know why you're listening to this podcast.
Because there's a lot of assumed knowledge.
Yeah. No, oh, do you know what? I think even just glancing at Jasper would kill a Victorian
child.
Oh,
very true. But also Jasper,
is he from the Victorian era? Yeah, surely there, yeah, are some of them that
I
are
actually
from,
think he,
they've probably literally killed Victorian children. I mean,
and now they're just doing it again. Yeah, we're just bringing one back to be killed again. But this time, not killing through violence, but killing through sheer shock.
Yeah, this time not drinking their blood, but the sheer shock of the idea.
Of the idea. Because, like, he's 103 years old.
Is he?
Yeah.
Jasper?
No, what's his name?
Edward.
Edward.
Oh, I thought you just knew. Do you know? Is he 103 to the T?
I'm pretty sure he's 103 in the first book.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that knowledge, like, off the top of my head.
He's like not frozen, but he's, you know, in the body of a 17-year-old, because that's like when he stopped aging. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know,
I know that. I knew he was old. And I just didn't know. I'm surprised that you pulled 103.
I think, yeah, actually, I don't even like the book, so I don't know why I know that knowledge.
You know what?
But
this
good
is
on me.
This is a sidetrack. I listened to the audiobook for Twilight a couple of weeks ago. And
random.
I needed something to pass the time, and I felt like Twilight would be good. And I haven't read
Twilight. You felt like Twilight?
Yeah.
Oh, mass judgment on that.
I felt it. I looked at you and I went, Harry,
I was like, wow,
me so
she's
hard.
Revealing this really so openly.
No.
Thinking this is a safe space. This is not a safe space, Abby.
You wouldn't go back and watch the Twilight movies just because?
No, my partner keeps going, oh, it's so funny. And I'm like, it's shit.
Yeah, I just can't, they're not good, but they're like bad, not good in it. Anyway, I
the baseball scene, I'll give you that.
Oh,
I've
that is.
That back a couple
that's
times.
That's a good scene.
That's fucking hysterical.
That is a good scene. But yeah, you got to watch it with a bit of comedy. You got to, like,
oh, yeah,
watch it as a comedy.
It's and for a laugh.
As, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not a cinematic masterpiece.
I used to fucking froth them, though. My mum and I went to the cinema to watch the last one, and we were throwing hands. When they deviated from the...
Yeah, that last
bit. We were
bit.
Like, this didn't happen in the book. This is bullshit. Yep. They've killed, like, the best character, Seth. And then, it was all fine. And we were like, oh okay.
It was kind of like the dream bit, though.
It was the
scene.
Most shocked I've ever been.
If you
been
put a Victorian child in for that 15-minute battle scene...
Oh, yeah.
That'd kill him.
That would kill him.
That would instantly kill him. That head rip off...
Oh, yeah.
Dead.
Yeah,
Victorian
yeah.
child
What's
would be
that
like...
What's that guy's name?
This is waiting music.
Jane, I know, is one of them.
Yes, yes, yes. I can't remember what the father's name is, but I remember what's his name from the Volturi that rips.
Oh, Volturi is
Volturi
the name of the thing.
Of
but
the
yeah, yeah, yeah. What's,
band,
it? What's his name? And he's got the weirdest laugh.
Yeah. Arrow.
Arrow. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just
anyway.
Rips his
well,
head
yeah,
off.
I listened to them, and they were way better in audiobook form than they were in reading form.
Interesting.
I think they came across.
You don't read it with that judgment.
Well, yeah, and I'm also not reading and looking at the sentences like, what the fuck is that? Know. And, you know, but the actor, the voice actor was better than Christian Stewart. Oh. So
I'm adding to the list any modern day cinema because they'd be convinced it was real.
Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't, they'd be like, oh my God, why run?
Yeah.
That person's just had his head ripped off.
Because yeah.
it looks real. And
it
to
does.
A Victorian child,
yeah, yeah,
they'd be
yeah.
like.
The special effects.
Like yeah. they just wouldn't be able to manage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd kill them instantly. Yeah. Okay, but there we go. We both agree Twilight.
Perfect.
Yeah, I like that. Twilight's
right.
fair.
Do you want to hear my next one?
Oh, yes, I do.
The book Tender is the Flesh by Augustina Butsterica.
Tender
I think that's
is the
how
Flesh?
It's
have
you never
heard
of this?
I have not heard of this, no.
It's like a, I don't know if it's speculative fiction, horror fiction, but it's a world where viruses have contaminated all animal meat, so it's no longer consumable, and they start farming humans instead. And it's told from the perspective of the main guy, right? And he's a human meat supplier.
What the fuck?
Immediate coma for a Victorian child.
Oh, my God.
I think Harry's just died.
I cannot believe that. What?
Have you never heard of it?
Tender is the Flesh?
Tender is the Flesh.
Have you
it's a really short read. It's really, I actually really enjoyed it.
Is it a short book?
Yeah.
How short's short?
I don't know. I shall find out.
I would like to read that just to be disturbed by it. But I think
it's really disturbing. There's a scene in the book where they go, because he's a meat supplier, he goes and he checks out, I don't know if it's a new facility, but the facility where they're farming these things, like the thing. Well, you say things, but they're humans, right?
Mm.
They're farming them. I think they just call them heads. Yeah.
How are these people? Are these people born to be farmed?
Yeah. They're born to be farmed. I think, I feel like they like remove their tongues or something. I can't remember because I watched it at the very beginning. But like there is no cognitive ability, like there is very limited cognitive ability to these humans because they've been raised as human meat.
It's what like, the I think, fuck?
I'm pretty sure it's like a, it's commentary on the meat trade, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, it's commentary on the meat trade. But
it might kill a Victorian child, but it definitely would kill me.
202 pages.
Oh, okay, so short.
But it's really, wow. really, really gory. So if you're into that, it's good. It's very disturbing. The guy, like, takes, because you can have your own personal, like, you can buy head, like, these humans and take them back to, like, he supplies them to people. So you can have them, you can purchase them like alive. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong, but he takes one home and ends up impregnating it. It's a whole thing because obviously that is like a really bad Harry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Now I've sent Harry into. This didn't come about the Victorian children anymore. This is about Harry's own shock.
Wow.
Yeah.
He fucks it?
Yeah, well, that's like that would be an issue, right? You've got these humanoid things who aren't they are cognitive, but they can't advocate for themselves because they're not even humanoid. They are humans. Fuck. They can't advocate for themselves. So he ends up with, I think he's gifted one. I think he gets gifted one because, I don't know, people get gifted cows. And he takes it home and his wife can't get pregnant. He's in like a really, he's having a bad time with his wife because their baby died. And then I'm going to spoil it. But yeah, he like starts living with it instead of eating it.
My God, a Victorian child.
I keep saying it because it does such a good job of like dehumanizing these things, like humans.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's disturbed me.
Yeah.
I now want to read the book.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking.
So, a Victorian child?
Oh, a Victorian child being cooked. Oh, my God. Taken out. Instantly dead. Can you imagine describing that to them as well and being excited?
I was worried I'd killed you for a second.
Well, I was just thinking, I just had my head in my hand, just going, why do people write this? Why do people.
I know.
But then I realized that there's a point to it, right? Like the reaction that
it's got a social cultural commentary to it.
Oh, I don't feel very nice about that.
Yeah. But the way it's written is.
I will try and read it.
Yeah, I do recommend it.
I don't like
I found it really interesting.
And that is very
There is
disturbing.
One scene where they go through like a slaughterhouse and how they kill them. And like, you know, people who sign up for it and, you know, because you got to get a job in there and stuff. But yeah, it's really gross.
Is it futuristic?
And it's really confronting. A little bit, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because it's a world where they can't eat animals anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, imagine probably the concept of not being able to eat like some sort of meat or something.
Yeah, you got cannibalism.
Cannibalism,
in
yeah. And then if you were like, hey, imagine if your mum and dad were in a farm and we had to eat them.
Yeah.
Drop dead. Victorian child.
Oh, God.
Dead.
I would drop dead at that.
Yeah,
as well.
I would as well. Yeah. I mean, I'd be uncomfortable about it. Yeah. But I can just imagine the pale, like,
Victorian
sickly
child.
Face of the Victorian child just going bang.
Yeah.
And just dropping straight to the floor.
Yeah. I didn't realize you didn't know about that book. It was quite big when it was out.
Wow. No, I did not. I do admit, I tend to steer away from the disturbing, gory.
Yeah, to be fair, it's not
you
your
know,
genre.
Like genres,
it was recommended to me by Tabby, so
that seems
our
incredibly
friend
fitting.
Who's in horror.
Yeah, our friend who's in horror, who will in one day appear on the podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'll be here for that. If that's what these conversations are going to be about, that is so disturbing. I am genuinely still in shock, and I'm trying to just gather myself.
Give us
fucked.
Your next one. That'll help us move on.
Yeah, my
I
God.
I feel like I've just brought the whole vibe of the podcast down.
No, you didn't change the vibe. That's actually the best recommendation possible because I've been like, Nani, imagine talking lions and stuff. And you're like, imagine if human were cattle and we farmed them to feed the entire population. Because that a Victorian child could not comprehend that.
Yeah.
And whilst I'm disturbed by it, I'm not a Victorian child, so I'm still here talking on the pod.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Harry is alive and functioning.
My third one, actually, is C.S. Picat's Captive Prince trilogy. Particularly the first book.
Yeah.
It's about, if anybody has read it, you'll know exactly why it'll kill a Victorian child. for those that haven't, it is about the heir to a kingdom being disposed by his brother and then sold to the enemy kingdom as a sex slave. Yeah. It is a gay erotic novel because most of them, well, the men are who fuck each other in this as pleasure slaves and shit. And it's just very politely fucked up. And yeah, I think that
wasn't one for you.
No, it wasn't one for me.
Yeah, I read it and can agree that it's pretty fucked up what happens. It's pretty
fucked up. There's a lot of really intense rape.
Yeah, which I don't think would be. This sounds really terrible, and now I don't know what kind of territory we're going into here. But I don't think that concept itself is foreign.
Not at all to a Victorian child.
In a book,
in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And in this fantasy context, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, do you know what it is? Very specific. And I can say this as a gay man. It is the gayness.
Yeah.
That would kill the Victorian child.
Yeah.
It is. Because whilst, you know, buggery was a thing, I do think that that idea of, one, so much flesh, two, all of the, like, intense, penetrative sex would, in one very descriptive sentence, kill a child. Kill a Victorian child.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Can you imagine there's a scene in there where they gather around in a gladiatorial arena and they have to, the whole role is that the pets, who are the pleasure slaves, have to wrestle each other in this ring and the first to penetrate the other one wins.
Mm.
And I reckon that'd kill a Victorian child.
I reckon that would take one out.
That would take one out pretty quick.
Pretty quickly.
That's quite it's quite graphic in description.
It is, yeah.
And I think, yeah, they'd be like,
I'm honestly surprised that it's quite popular.
It's very popular.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think they'd stutter through that. They'd be like, whoa, 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 and then dead.
Yeah,
dead. Yeah. That sounded like they were beatboxing.
Sorry.
But yeah, we've done it again. But yeah, that would kill one. The intense sex, the open gayness, and the amount of skin and like erotic stuff that goes on. Because you know what? Sex and stuff were a lie around in the Victorian era. If anything, it was...
not a foreign concept.
Not a foreign concept to them. But the gayness in particular. Mm. Yeah.
And like the violence in it.
And the that would be quite confronting to read.
Yeah.
Especially because I always imagine Victorian children having things like, not poetry, but, you know, like children's books. So, yeah, they experienced some like, fucked up things in their lives.
Little Bo Peep era.
Yeah. But, you, Little Bo Peep.
I don't know. It's the first thing that came to my head.
And obviously there were plagues and all that stuff that was going on. And I don't think it was a really great time socially or culturally. But I feel like if I was to read this to a child, it would kill them.
Yeah.
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 They'd be like, two men doing that? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shock value.
Shock value. And the language, like the level of fucks and like, you know, the descriptions of the dicks in that.
Mm.
Oh, nah. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no. Kill them, flatlined, dead.
Wow. Yeah, I agree.
It upset me, that book. Because I was
like, ugh. I know.
But yeah, imagine a small little Victorian child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want any child with only a bowl of porridge to know that book exists. Only a bowl of porridge.
With only a bowl of porridge, that's what I'd say.
Yeah. Oh.
Eating their porridge by the fireplace. And I'm talking about one man viciously raping another while surrounding them, all of the other men fuck. They'd be like, dead.
Yeah, porridge forgotten.
Porridge forgotten. Porridge bowl on the floor along with the child.
Oh, okay.
What's your next one?
Okay.
Is it better than Tender is the Flesh?
It is. I said Fourth Wing.
Oh, yeah.
And then in brackets next to that, any dragon book.
Any dragon book.
The concept of dragons alone, instant death.
Because again, contextualized, that we would not be reading these as tales. We would just be reading it.
These are like, yeah. If a Victorian child heard about dragons existing, it would die.
It would die. Yep. Completely agree. Completely agree.
Yeah. Or.
Especially the dragons in that book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Because, like, I don't mean they're, like, big, monstrous, scary things, but,
they're supposedly huge.
Yeah, but they've got, you know, the ties with the riders.
Yes.
So if we went more in depth about children that were able to connect with dragons and things like that on that level, that'd fucking kill a child.
Even if even if they believed in dragons, right? Because that's a fantasy thing. I'm sure it's been around for a while.
Yeah, ages.
The concept of dragons talking.
Yeah. Wait, do they talk in Fourth Wing?
They talk mentally.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They send, like, mind vibe. Well, that would send them into a coma. God.
Fucking oath. That's like Aragorn, you know, when they talk in their brains. Yes. They connect to their riders. That's why I
love Aragorn.
That's kind of where the Fourth Wing vibe gives me.
Or, like, Temeraire by Naomi Novik. I don't know if I've talked about it on the pod before. I'd be highly surprised if I hadn't. But that's the one where it's the Napoleonic War, but if they rode dragons instead. Oh, my God. And so a dragon used as a ship. Ow.
Imagine. Imagine if you
happens all the time.
Imagine if you described that without it being like a tale, and they were thinking that, like, the Napoleonic War that had just happened 20 or 30 years prior to this Victorian child's life was fought with dragons. They'd be like, what?
Yeah, the idea that the Napoleonic War with dragons. Yeah,
they'd be like, are they coming for us?
Do you know what else? The entire Game of Thrones series.
Oh, what?
Everything about that, everything about it, the adaption, 100%. The novels,
everything that would
send
kill
them,
it. Yeah, the faceless man stuff as well. You know, like assassins that can change their faces.
Yes.
My God, a child would they'd be like, Dad, I'm never sleeping again.
Yeah,
Papa, I simply cannot sleep anymore. Oh, all right. Here's my next one.
Okay.
This is a children's book as well, but I just think the concept would kill a Victorian child. It's Her Perilous Mansion by Sean Williams. And it's a it's a YA book. Like, if anything, like a YA book. And it's about kids being trapped in, they get an invite to go and, like get taken into this mansion, to this house. And then they get locked in there by a spell and they can't leave until they kind of solve the puzzle about how to get out.
Yeah.
And there's all these voices, and, like, I don't want to spoil the book, but there's all these voices and stuff in the wall, and they kind of...
It's very, like, supernaturally.
Supernaturally, almost, like, it's just a bit off. And you see, like, the people that are, like, there's the guy that runs the house, who owns the house, who's invited them and, like, hired them, essentially, and his, like, wife or his mistress, who, again, who's upstairs, and there's, like, a doctor that's there as well, like a, you know, like a house doctor. But you never really see them. You kind of, like open doors, and then they yell at you, and then they never really have any contact with them. And I think the whole concept of being trapped in that environment alone would fucking kill a Victorian child instantly.
Yeah.
I feel like...
I agree.
Especially if they
that. I think just the supernatural and the idea of ghosts would send a Victorian child.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Like, can you imagine voices behind a wall? Because there's one where, like, the voices come through a chimney, I think it is.
Oh, okay.
And you don't really... Like, you're like, where is this kid? That's talking through this chimney. And that alone, oh my God, that'd kill them. Because that's horrifying.
Well, if you get into that territory, think about, like, even, like, the paranormal movies and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Imagine Saw.
Saw? Oh my gosh.
That'd kill a Victorian child.
Yeah. Wolf Creek?
Oh, God, Wolf Creek. Oh, that's horrifying.
Oh my gosh. Snowtown? People in barrels?
Yeah, even, like, because Jack the Ripper was around during Victorian period. So they would have been scared about that. So then if we read them a tale about that, fuck.
Dead.
They'd dead. Instantly dead. Especially if you put, like you said, paranormal into it.
Ghosts. I think the concept of ghosts being real.
Yeah. That'd fucking flatline them.
The only thing about Her Perilous Mansion
that they would love, the only thing they'd like about Her Perilous Mansion is that they have instant food, like safety and warmth.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Food appears, things get cleaned up instantly.
Oh,
and all
well,
that
they're well
like
fed.
That.
They might get over the ghost thing.
Yeah, but I just feel like if they encountered the ghost instantly, they'd die.
Yeah, prior to,
and like
having consumed enough food to, you know, be healthy again.
Yeah. And then they go in, and it's like one of the first things in that chapter, if I was reading it to them, is that voice coming through the wall.
Yep.
And nah, dead. Gone. They'd be dead. They'd be dead. And that's a children's book. Like, today you'd read that to kids and they go, my God, that's kind of a scary concept, but it's kind of cool. But to a Victorian child, I just don't think that would work. No.
I agree.
What's your next one? Have you got another one?
Such a weird episode, but in a good way. I do have another one.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it?
Of course.
Haunting Adeline.
Oh,
by
God,
H.D.
Yes.
Carlton, I think it is.
Yes.
Yeah, H.D. Carlton. Yeah, I don't know if you've read it. I only read the first 4, 5, 6 chapters, maybe, and then I had to put it down because it was terrible.
Did you get to the eye
No, I didn't get to that. No, I've heard about it.
And the gun.
I got to that bit.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, quite literally.
I was like, what? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
If you don't know anything about Haunting Adeline, if you're listening and you've got no idea about Haunting Adeline, it's like a dark romance kind of, he's her stalker and breaks into her house and stalks her and does really terrible things. And yeah, it's a romance. I don't know if they end up, well, it's marketed as a romance, so that means they have to end up together, right? But, you know, there is rape in that involving gun barrels and non-consent and just the entire, I mean, first of all, the idea of being stalked. But yeah, falling in love with that kind of person.
Oh God, it's horrible.
It's a really, really, really terrible book. People love it though.
It
people
is so popular. It. They absolutely froth
it. I don't know if it's popular because it's like...
It's not the best.
It's not the best.
Yeah. It's very easily consumable, I will admit. Yeah. I did not find it difficult to put... No, I found it difficult to put down. I was going to say, I did not find it
did
difficult
you read
to
it?
Put down. Yeah, I did read it.
The
I
whole
didn't,
thing?
Yeah, I didn't sit down and go like every page,
oh,
every chapter.
Okay. Yeah.
I did a, what I
a
would call a
speed through.
Read. Yeah.
Well, you want to know what's up.
But yeah, I was just like, let's just go through this.
Yeah.
Very intense. It was really easy as a speed reader to go through and pick the spots that I stopped
like
at.
Like cherry pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know why? Because everything else is fucking boring. There is nothing good in that book, and so you can kind of go through and pick out the important bits, and then you kind of, you know everything. Like
I'm trying to think if there is anything that I was like, oh, that was no, but I. Oh no, there's not really. Yeah, it's a bit. I'm like trying to justify it, but I think the worst part about it is how consistent the stalking is, and how it's defined as overprotectiveness.
Yeah, and just a. She's the one for me kind of thing.
And if we're going to put the Jack Ripper stuff into context,
yeah,
this would kill a Victorian child.
It would.
Yeah.
It would. It is just the most...
She gets a head left at her doorstep.
A head? Oh, I know she gets hands.
Yeah. Oh, hands.
Hands
yeah,
left
it's
at
hands.
Her doorstep.
Hands left at her doorstep.
Yeah, a guy comes to... she takes a guy home from a bar and he leaves. Weird stuff happens in the house. First of all, it's kind of a bit haunted. I don't know if it actually is.
No, it's not haunted. He's just there.
Yeah, some weird stuff happens. The guy leaves and then he comes back as only hands.
Yeah, because he laid his hands on her.
Yeah.
Because he touched her.
Yeah.
And he doesn't think that's appropriate.
Yeah.
So he cuts off his hands.
But yeah, Victorian child.
She gets fucked with a gun.
Yeah, she does.
I'm putting it out there. That'd kill a Victorian child. The description of that scene alone would kill a Victorian child.
Yeah.
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 And I just, it's kind of like that he's this ever-looming presence the entire time as well.
Yeah.
And I just, can you imagine telling this kid that? That he's just always there and always watching.
Oh.
And like, yeah, don't worry, he'll protect you. But also, this is what he does.
Yeah.
That'd fucking kill him.
Right, what's your next
My one? Next one is The Long Walk by Stephen King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that we've gone, a lot of them are very horror.
It's
just
by
any sort of scary concept, Victorian child is gone.
It's by Richard Bachman, technically, I believe.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's his, it is Stephen King, but it's when he wrote under the pseudonym of Richard Bachman.
Yes.
I want to say that it's Richard. I'm pretty confident that's what it was.
Right.
And I do know
it's
definitely Bachman.
Has it been remarketed since then as Stephen King's book, or is it always acknowledged as his pseudonym?
It's still his pseudonym, but it does say Stephen King writing as.
Oh, okay. They do that with Nora Roberts.
Yeah.
Nora Roberts writing as J.D. Roberts. Yeah.
So I think that's
because there's
better
marketing in their original name.
Well, especially now with Stephen King as well. It makes so much sense just
Roberts,
to put his name on there. But I think the pseudonym is what's attached to some of that work.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, I'll keep it, but I'll let people know that it's me.
Yeah. Cool.
Because I do remember when I picked up the book the first time, I had heard that it was Stephen King. And then I was like, well, it's not Stephen King because it's Richard Bachman.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure, again, it's Richmond. Richard, I definitely know that the last name is Bachman. Bachman.
Yep.
So... anyway, I'm going to, because it's actually a relatively unknown story,
is
I want to say.
Oh, okay.
I know, I've read it and I know lots of people that know it.
Listeners, then.
But when I describe, when I have described the book outside to people that have read like Fairy Tale, The Stand, all sorts of stuff by Stephen King, they go, oh, I've never heard of that because I think it was originally written under this pseudonym that they don't go looking for it, right? So I'm going to read out the synopsis for this one or the little blurb because I think this alone would kill a Victorian child. If I was like, this is the book I'm telling you today, they'd be like, dead. So in the near future, where America has become a police state, 100 boys are selected to enter an annual contest where the winner will be awarded whatever he wants for the rest of his life. The game is simple. Maintain a steady walking pace of 4 miles per hour without stopping.
Yeah, dead.
The concept of having to do that would just... And if we want to put them within the story...
That doesn't even talk about how, like, bad the story... Well, I mean, if you put them in the story, all the Victorian children are dropping dead first.
Well, instantly. Yeah, instantly.
But, like, that doesn't even mention how, like, graphic it gets in
it
the
story. It is so graphic.
Yeah.
There's a scene where a boy... Because essentially they're walking down this really long highway, right?
Yeah.
And there are police and it's kind of televised and it's like this big event. Like the Hunger Games almost, before it was
that
the Hunger Games.
That would also kill a Victorian child.
The Hunger Games would kill
it
a Victorian child.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Can you imagine the descriptions of, like, the capital and stuff? They'd be like... Is this real?
Yeah. Gone.
Dead. Yeah. Dead. but yes, so in the long walk, they walk down this really long stretch of road and essentially they're walking around the entire country and the road's been cleared and stuff and there's 100 boys. They walk down and if they have to maintain a steady pace of 4 miles per hour, they drop down and they get a warning for starters. So it's like, warning one, warning two, warning three. Three warnings in an hour and you're dead. If you have two, if you get, like, you earn back the warnings that you've lost if you manage to maintain the pace for an hour.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
right.
Like, you earn off your shit, you know? So if I had to tell a child, a Victorian child, about that premise, one, I think there'd be a momentary, like, oh, this is an exciting idea because I don't know how much there was to do when you're a Victorian child. So I feel
I know
like
very little about the period, and I'm sure that's becoming very obvious in my answers.
But that's okay, because we're just talking about...
We're chatting shit.
Yeah, we're chatting shit. Yeah, we're just talking about how these kids are dying. I don't think it's hard to kill one.
No. If a cheeseburger can, then these ones
then
can.
I'm sure these books have killed them already. Yeah. But they're walking down this thing, and there's this particular scene when a boy... Because multiple boys try to escape this once they realize what their fate is going to be. They're like, fuck, I can't read the best of them and I'm going to get shot if I don't maintain this pace. So one of them runs off and he tries to climb onto the side of one of these, like, jeeps that are carrying all the soldiers, right?
Yeah.
He gets violently shot, falls down, and then the jeep crushes his legs. So his legs are, like, flat, essentially, on the floor, and he's screaming out for head. Screaming out for help. Screaming out for head. No. He's screaming out for help. He's screaming out for help.
I'm so sorry, Harry. That might have to stay. So, I love how we both clapped for that. I have to stay.
He's screaming out for help.
That's such terrible context.
Jesus Christ, I know. God. All right, I'm starting that again. 3. Anyway, so they're walking down this highway, right? And if they go below that 4 miles per hour, then they're going to... Abby's just losing it next to me. If they go below this 4 miles per hour, they're going to get shot, right? So this kid decides that he's going to run off and he tries to, like, climb up the side of this jeep and he gets shot and he gets quite viciously shot and then the jeep flattens his... legs, and because he's received one warning, he then gets told whilst his legs are squashed and he's like,
he got shot
half
as well,
alive.
And he did not die.
Well, yeah, because I think they just kind of, it's like a warning shot or something.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Yeah, I can't. I might be butchering this. All I know is that his legs are flat on the floor.
And he has to keep going.
Right? And they say to him, "Warning one."
Oh.
Then he gets
okay.
Then there's a pause, obviously, until he can fix it. Warning two, and he's screaming on the floor because his legs are flat. And I'm like, it's just so cruel.
Yeah.
And that would kill a child.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That very that description of that whole thing would just be would just kill a kid.
Okay. Do you want my next one?
Yeah, give me your next one. Keep it fucking.
Okay, I got one more. I got one more for us. You ready? It's not a book, it's a animated thing. The Land Before Time.
The Land Before Time.
Do you not know what that is?
What is The Land Before Time? Again, fuck, am I just showing how little pop culture I actually...
Oh my God, I grew up on The Land Before Time.
The Land Before Time?
It's dinosaurs, which is why I feel a Victorian
child.
I do know
The Land Before Time. I didn't know that was what it was called.
See, look, it's got Spike and Ducky and Sarah.
Yes, dinosaurs.
Yeah, yeah,
dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I mean, Jurassic Park by Michael Crichton would kill them.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. The concept of, obviously, I don't, did they, when did we find out dinosaurs existed?
Dinosaurs were, I want to say, this in.
See, again, everyone's going to realize how dumb I am outside of my degree.
Yeah, I think this sounds, I'm going to quickly look this up, but I have a feeling it might be 1857 that we discovered the first dinosaur fossil.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, it didn't kill them then.
I'm going to have a look now, but I'm pretty sure it was. But no. But
that, even just that, the idea of like animated, I don't know.
No, I think it would be.
These are talking dinosaurs.
Yeah. And see, that's done.
That would kill a Victorian child.
Okay. Actually, so it was 1677 that they were credited with finding the first dinosaur bone.
But, well, okay. Maybe I'm way off on this. For some reason, no. My timeline.
So no, but see, I've got conflicting statements here. Okay. But no, I think. Whilst those were found, right? Like, whilst those were found, I wouldn't say it was popularly known in the culture.
Yes.
So you wouldn't be able to, like, you know, when we watch Jurassic Park and stuff, they've got, they've been fleshed out.
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah, to make
like a dinosaur.
Yeah.
The Land Before Time is a talking, kind of cute looking dinosaurs that would kill a child.
Fair enough. I just think, I just thought the concept, dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine having to describe that to them? You'd be like, big lizards. Real big lizards.
Real big lizards.
They'd be like, holy shit. Mm. And that would kill them. Yeah. Perfect. Easily.
Is there anything else you want to add, Harry, before we wrap up? It doesn't even have to be a book.
Yeah. Well, I want to state that I know that a Victorian, the concept of killing a Victorian child is unkind, I think, in its premise. But we don't care. So like, you know, the Victorian children of God, it's a trend. We're following the trend. And I want to state that whilst these books and their concepts would, I definitely think, take out a Victorian child, I think most of what we do in this day and age
would
kill a Victorian child. Like I've got false nails on while I'm reporting this, and that would kill a Victorian child. I think, even putting false nails on a Victorian child would kill them.
Oh
yeah. You know, like, just the feeling of it, and I just feel like, you know, like, there's so much that would give them an aneurysm.
Yeah, send them into a coma.
Just take them out flat.
Yeah.
And I think we could do it quite easily. I think if they came into the modern world, if we transported, let's say, 2,000 Victorian children into 2023, and I was like, hey, I'd probably get a solid 600 of them dropping on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Or if we took them into a library and we're like, have a look at these books. Yeah. Most of the books would kill them.
Yeah.
They'd read the back of them.
Yeah.
If this is in a world if they could read.
I'm sure some of them could read.
I know, I'm not just making a generic statement about all Victorian children were illiterate, but you know what I mean. If we want to talk, they're all in 2,000 Victorian children that can read. They go in there. We tell them to read a bunch of blurbs in that library. 600 of them are dropping dead within the first 30 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
It's possible. It's possible. And I think that the examples that we had just then, they make a shit ton of sense.
Oh,
Narnia.
Absolutely.
Twilight. Yeah, the Long Walk. Tender is the flesh. Nearly knocked me out. So that'd knock out a fucking Victorian child in a heartbeat.
I wish I had more of those kinds.
I mean, there's The Stand by Stephen King about the plague. That'd knock out a Victorian child.
Yes,
I mean, plagues did knock them out.
Oh my God, Killer Clowns?
Killer Clowns?
It?
Yeah. Yeah,
any Stephen King
Pet Sematary?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
Cujo?
Cujo? Oh yeah, Cujo would knock him out. That's horrifying. That's a scary premise. Yeah. But imagine getting them to watch Jaws.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Gone.
Dead.
I was almost dead.
Or what about watching the Transformers movies?
Transformers!
Transformers would kill them.
That would, ow.
They'd be like, one, vehicles. What? What is that? Two, they transform into fucking robots?
Yeah.
Dead. Star Wars movie. A Star Wars
space
movie.
Space travel.
Yeah.
Astronauts? Star Trek?
Dune. By Frank Herbert. That is a book that would kill them. Because there's so much assumed knowledge.
That would kill them.
The vocabulary in that book would fry a Victorian child's brain.
Nearly fried my brain. Fried my brain.
That's fucked. Space travel, space battles, planetary warfare. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Timothée Chalamet. Simply looking at him. I mean, he looks a bit like a Victorian child.
Victorian child.
Harry Styles. He'd kill a Victorian child.
It sounds like he's not murderously. Murder.
No, you know what I mean? Like, you'd look at him and they'd be like, dead.
Yeah. No. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Nicki Minaj?
Quite, yeah.
Nicki Minaj.
That would kill a Victorian
child. That would kill a Victorian child.
Yeah, she
Lady
would.
Gaga's meat dress.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, which,
the Victorian children would probably go to eat the meat dress.
Which celebrity is the one that dressed up as a cat most recently?
Doja Cat? Or is that, or do you mean Heidi Klum's Halloween costume this year?
Oh my God, that's not the one I'm talking about, but Heidi Klum's
Halloween costumes would all kill Victorian children.
Ratatouille
would. One, because they'd probably be scared of rats after the bubonic plague.
Exactly, a sentient rat.
And a sentient rat that cooks? Holy shit.
Dead.
Dead. Instantly dead. There's no fucking way they'd survive that.
We could go on forever.
I feel like this was the most ridiculous episode of the Whiny Writers that we've ever done.
This was the most ridiculous, but I'm putting it's going up.
I liked
it's
this.
Going
this
up.
Was fucking fun. Yeah. Like, I love the ludicrous ideas that come out of our brains and how we tie them to writing.
Exactly. And now you've had a bunch of book recommendations.
Exactly. So whilst cheeseburgers might kill a Victorian child, and that's mainly what the trend is about, there are also books that would kill them too. And I think that's a nice thing to remember as you go about your Wednesday morning, is that some of the books you're reading now would have killed a child 150 years ago. So good on you, because you're stronger.
You're stronger. You got better will. What was that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
We best go.
We best go. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of
Thank
The Whiny Writers.
Thank you, everybody.
We'll see you next week. And?
I don't know.
You lost there. You were halfway through a sentence and I cut you off.
Oh, yes. I was going to say you can find us online anywhere you find podcasts.
You certainly can. Or at The Whiny Writers on Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah. Follow us.
And TikTok. We've got TikTok.
And we got a TikTok now. Oh, that's right. Wow, you sound really proud. We got a TikTok.
Oh, well, I just wanted to get it in there before you cut me off again.
Right, yeah? Fuck. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next week for another episode. Bye.
Bye.